adaptor proteins emerge as key regulators of tumor-associated macrophages in cancer. Buffalo, New York, the 7th of July 2026. A new review was published in Volume 13 of OncoScience on the 22nd of May 2026, titled Adaptor Proteins Regulating Tumor-Associated Macrophage Polarization During Cancer Progression. The review was led by first author Khandu Vadumkar and corresponding author Mirza Baig from the Mehta Family School of Biosciences and Biomedical Engineering, Indian Institute of Technology, Indore. Indore, India. The immune system plays a central role in determining whether cancers grow or are eliminated. Among the many immune cells found within tumors, tumor-associated macrophages, TAMs, are particularly influential because they can either attack cancer cells or, under certain conditions, promote tumor growth, suppress immune responses, and facilitate metastasis. Understanding the molecular mechanisms that control these opposing behaviors has become a major focus of cancer research. In this comprehensive review, the authors examine how adaptor proteins regulate macrophage polarization within the tumor microenvironment. Unlike enzymes, adaptor proteins function as molecular scaffolds that connect activated cell surface receptors to intracellular signaling pathways, coordinating the assembly of signaling complexes that determine how macrophages respond to their surroundings. By integrating these signals, adaptor proteins influence whether macrophages adopt anti-tumor or pro-tumor phenotypes. The review highlights numerous adaptor proteins that participate in this process, including STING, MyD88, DAP12, TRIF, GAP2, TIRAP, RIAM, LMTOR1, TRAF family proteins, CARD9, STAP, RACK1, TRIB1, and P62. These molecules regulate major signaling pathways such as NF-kappa-B, PI3K-AKT, MAPK, JAK-STAT, mTOR, and TBK1IRF3, which collectively shape immune responses within the tumor microenvironment. One important theme emerging from the review is that adaptor proteins often have context-dependent functions. Certain adaptor proteins, including STING, MyD88, DAP12, and TRIF, can promote anti-tumor immune activity under some conditions while contributing to immunosuppressive, tumor-supportive macrophage phenotypes in others. This functional plasticity reflects the remarkable adaptability of macrophages as they respond to changing signals during cancer progression. The authors also describe how several adaptor proteins promote tumor-supportive macrophage polarization. Molecules such as GAP2, TIRAP, LAMTOR1, TRAF family proteins, CARD9, RECK1, TRIB1, and P62 activate signaling networks that enhance inflammatory programs favorable to tumor growth, stimulate angiogenesis, suppress anti-tumor immunity, and facilitate cancer invasion and metastasis. These findings illustrate how adaptor-mediated signaling contributes to the dynamic communication between cancer cells and immune cells. Beyond summarizing current biological knowledge, the review discusses emerging therapeutic opportunities. Because adaptor proteins occupy central positions within immune signaling pathways, they represent attractive targets for therapies designed to reprogram tumor-associated macrophages rather than eliminate them. Experimental approaches including small molecule inhibitors, peptide-based therapies, gene silencing technologies, and targeted protein degradation are already being explored in preclinical studies to selectively modify adaptor-mediated signaling. The authors also emphasize that important challenges remain before adaptor-targeted therapies can be translated into clinical practice. Many adaptor proteins participate in multiple physiological processes, and their functions often vary depending on tissue type, tumor stage, and immune context. Future research will require more precise characterization of adaptor protein biology using approaches such as single-cell transcriptomics and highly selective molecular targeting strategies. Quote, collectively, these adaptor proteins can serve as potential therapeutic and diagnostic targets in cancer. End quote. According to the authors, a deeper understanding of adaptor-mediated signaling may enable the development of therapies that selectively reprogram macrophages toward anti-tumor activity, while minimizing unwanted effects on normal immune function. Such strategies could complement existing immunotherapies and help improve treatment outcomes across multiple cancer types. Overall, this review highlights adaptor proteins as central regulators of macrophage plasticity within the tumor microenvironment. By integrating diverse signaling pathways that influence immune cell behavior, these molecular scaffolds represent attractive therapeutic targets for future cancer immunotherapies aimed at reshaping the tumor microenvironment to support more effective anti-tumor immune responses. Visit Volume 13 at oncoscience.us to read the full review. To learn more about the journal, please visit oncoscience.us and connect with us on social media at X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. For media inquiries, please contact media@impactjournals.com.